Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Adriana. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Terry Smith, and I just was taking advantage of a offer for something for $4.95, and a smart fitness tracker. And when I got the printout, it shows I got a charge for $19.98, and another $5 for other stuff. And I want to cancel the order. Let me give you the order number.
Okay. Let me check and see that for you. Can you provide me your zip code?
70119.
And what is that first and last name?
First name is Terry. Last name is Smith.
And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
1355 Moss Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70119.
Okay. So, what I see here, this order was just placed today. You ordered the Prime Fit Fitness Tracker for $5.97. Now, with these products, they normally come in a bundle. So, what the bundle consists of is replacement straps and the second.
No, I don't want any of that. I want to cancel the whole order. Please cancel the whole order.
Okay, so with these products, they help to track your heart rate, oxygen level, blood pressure, as well
don't
as
give
many
me the
other
sales
different
pitch.
Settings.
It's
so
bait and
one
switch.
Thing
it's
I can
bait and
do
switch,
you,
lady.
If you want,
it's bait and switch,
if you just
lady.
Want,
it's bait
if you
and
just
switch,
wanted that
lady.
One fitness tracker, so what I can do, I can remove that second fitness tracker. I can remove the $4.97, and I can also remove that $19.98.
Oh, you can do that. Okay, I'll pay the $5.97 to try it, but the other stuff was
yes, sir. That's what I was trying
scam.
To explain before you started yelling
yeah.
at me.
Well, I was yelling because it's—I think it's false advertising, you know, and you know, I think it's a scam situation. I think I want to cancel the whole thing. I just want to cancel the whole thing.
All right, so. Along with refunding that $4.97 and the $4.97
yeah.
And the $19.98, I can also offer you a 50% discount off of the watch.
Well, I mean, what are you telling me? You
know,
so off the $5.97.
Okay, so $5.97 is just shipping and handling. So it looks like you're doing a 14-day trial. That starts
no, I don't
the
want.
Day
I don't want to.
Order.
I want to cancel the whole thing. I want to cancel the whole thing. This is a scam. And I'm gonna get in touch with CVS and find out what they're doing. Because it was on a CVS thing, and you know. But anyway, I cancel the whole order. I'll call my credit card company momentarily.
Okay. So, I can cancel the order while
good.
Voiding the order. That means you will be getting back that $4.97, $5.97, and $19.98, okay?
That would be perfect, yes.
Okay.
And
so
will
yeah,
you
there's...
confirm that to me and send me the email, at, you know, confirming that it's being refunded?
Okay, so yeah.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Where are you located, by the way?
Moment. Me, myself, I'm located in Alabama.
Oh, are you? Okay, I'm New Orleans, so I'm like, you know, right around the corner there. Okay.
I have some friends that been up there.
Yeah, okay. Good. Thanks for your help.
Okay.
You know, it just didn't, you know, it was, you know, looked like a bait and switch deal. So, you know, just cancel it, and I'm happy, and send me an email to that to that extent, you know, verifying it, and then we're good. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine. So you should have 3 emails to the email address of thsmith46@gmail.com. All three of them are going to be titled "Your refund is for on the way." One is for the $4.97. That is one is for the $19.98. One is for the $5.97. So your account has been canceled, and that
good.
Money will be back into you within the next few hours or between 3 to 5 business days.
Great. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer service.
I appreciate it. Good. Have a good rest of the day and a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.